This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. How did a 14-year-old get away with initiating traffic stops on people? Mark's got that story on the way. Plus, your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind as we continue here. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Let's talk first to Trey, calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to bring up something. There's a caller who called in a few days ago who is talking about, he was a true believer for Trump and everything. Okay. And, I just wanted to get your thoughts on this. I've encountered some people like that, not just from the right, but on the left too. And, the ones I've encountered, you know, they were like going on about how free they are and how America is the land of the free and all this stuff.
These are people on the left?
I've encountered like Obama supporters who were like true believers for Obama.
But you're saying the people on the left were going on about how free they were, or was it the people on the right, or both?
Both.
Okay.
But as of recently, it's been more prominent in the media and stuff with like the Trump supporters.
Sure.
But my question is, you know,
they truly believe. I'm sorry. They do truly believe that the swamp is being drained. That you know everything is different now in Washington D.C.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
I suspect they will find over time that it's not that much different.
Yeah, hopefully they'll see that. But, well, in addition to that, I wanted to see what your thoughts. You know, what do you think? How free is someone if they're just like a total sycophant for someone else, and they're like completely idolizing like another person, and they're like going out on the streets and cheerleading, and they're wearing T-shirts and hats with, like, the person's face on it and, like, fighting people because they dislike, you know, whatever politician or whatever idol.
They were free enough to choose to be somebody's tool, I guess. You know, seems like they chose that for themselves. But, you know, are you a free person if you're somebody else's tool?
Not in my opinion.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You've subservient, you know, you've made yourself subservient to whatever that person's will is, whatever their whim is, whatever that movement is asking of them. That doesn't sound like much freedom to me. Now, obviously, they can choose to do otherwise. So, again, they did make the choice to be that person. Whatever.
I've got a T-shirt of Walter Sobchak from Big Lebowski.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're
suggesting? I'm just thinking of the T-shirts and people that you know I might wear a T-shirt of.
Sure, but you're not adherent to any kind of philosophy around that or following orders of anyone in that case.
I mean, he wears a lot of Captain America stuff, and he's against the mutant registration. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's one thing to like appreciate someone, but it's another to go to the point of, you know, you just blindly worshiping them.
Right.
And just screaming at the top of your lungs about how great they are and how they're going to save the world. And
you wouldn't throw yourself into a fight, Mark, over the character Walter Sobchak being, let's say, insulted at a party or something like that.
Ian, you're out of your element.
That's a reference to the movie. Okay, gotcha. The answer is no, you would not throw yourself into a fight in a situation like that.
This is radio, Ian.
Yeah.
There are rules.
Is that another reference?
It is another one, yeah.
Well.
Not Nam.
I'm not a big enough fan of that movie. I've only seen it a couple times, but it's pretty good, The Big Lebowski. Anyway, Trey, what other thoughts do you want to share? Go ahead.
You know, I got another one, too. The bit you guys did a couple days ago on patriotism, I've encountered people, too, who you know, talk about patriotism. And from my experiences, I rarely ever get a sort of coherent, concise definition of what patriotism is and why they consider themselves a patriot. I forget who it was. maybe it was Herbert Spencer, but I think he gave a definition of like patriotism that was something along the lines of for my country, wrong or right, which I think in practice translates into for my government, wrong or right.
Yes, absolutely. Because your country isn't going to ask you to do anything. The plot of land isn't going to make mistakes. The plot of land isn't going to send anybody on a suicide run in some other foreign plot of land. The land mass, the people within it, is this sort of nebulous thing. The government is what sends people to their doom. The government is what imprisons innocent people, the people calling themselves the state. These are the problem. This is the country to which these people are referring. But the problem with, you know, the country and the United States and the government is all these things in America, these terms all get kind of muddled together, and it's very hard for people to discern what they really mean when they say these things, because they don't really know, because they haven't really thought about it. You know, they just think, I like freedom. This country means freedom. Therefore, freedom is the United States. Freedom is America. Freedom is the government. Even though when they know the government isn't free and they're not free. And well, you know, it's just this crazy muddled mess.
It's like, me and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So why does Mark prefer the Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team over the rest of the football teams that
you
play?
Born 100 miles away from their stadium.
Yeah, about that. Maybe a bit less than that, but not much less.
Sure, you're from Bradenton, so maybe 50 to 70 or something.
Right. Not too far from that. That's the closest football team. There's a couple of players historically that I liked, but there's a lot of players outside of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that I liked too.
Some of those players were on other teams before they were in the Buccaneers and went to other teams after they were in the Buccaneers. They were very rarely from Tampa Bay, correct?
Very rarely. Like, your football team likely has very few people from your region on it.
They're just there for the money.
The only thing ultimately that you like when it comes to your football team is where it's from and the color. Mm. I mean, those are the only things that stay static. The owners change, the players change.
So the Bucks were terrible for a long time, right?
For a very long time.
Then they changed the uniforms and got better.
Right. And so you could like the United States because it is the, if you want to call the hegemony that is the U.S.'s influence around the world, you could call it the world's largest empire, history's largest empire, the most powerful nation state that has ever existed. You could use that terminology. You can't use the freest place in the world anymore because quantifiably inaccurate to say that. And I can't even tell you the country that's freer because there are several. Mm-hmm. I think it was listed on Heritage Foundation's Free the World. It was number 18. So,
and that's down from last year, from the year before.
Places that you would call socialist, Canada is higher on the list than the United States.
That's true.
And so it's not that. It's not freedom that people like. Eagles, F-18s, those are awesome. But I don't know.
Trey, anything else? Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. you can't miss twice.
Yep. Let's go to Luke. He's calling from Vietnam. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch.
Yes. Hello, Ian. This is probably the last time I, Luke McKee, am going to call in.
All right.
Which a result, but I'm not going to say, it's not going to end. If you cannot say sorry, I'm going to contact your sponsors and give them the clip of you, Ian Freeman, with your mouth moving, saying Terry Bean did nothing wrong after he was charged with having sex with a 14-year-old boy, when you, Ian Freeman, said, and I quote, "You know that's not illegal, don't you?" Twice.
This is the same clip that you called about, and maybe you didn't call about it. You posted it in our Discord chat. Oh, hang on, I'm just going to put you on hold there because it's important to respond to this. He posted some clip on our Discord chat recently.
From years ago.
Alleging that I said something about, you know that's legal, don't you? It was actually Rich Paul who said that. Anybody who watches the video, who knows the difference between me and Rich Paul, could say that. And what Rich was suggesting was that sex between people of those ages in that state was legal. And I don't know if he was right or wrong about that, and I really don't really see what the problem is either way, Luke.
It was you, Rich followed your lead after you said, you know that's not illegal, don't you, twice, interrupting
well,
me.
Well, feel free to send it around.
Hold on,
send
Luke. I got some questions. Hold Luke over, because
okay.
I'd
sure.
like
if
to
you
ask
want to talk
a couple
to Luke.
Of questions. Since I really want to find this out. I mean, what he's talking about is an important issue, and I'm really curious as to what he's trying to make out of it.
It wasn't even really a controversial statement, but either way, there's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk. Talk Live. You dial toll free. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Zencash is a great cryptocurrency developed by people who care about freedom. People who are voluntarists. They actually wrote the ideas of voluntarism into their white paper over at Zencash.com. So they're starting from a perspective of a philosophical purity and understanding when it comes to freedom and also economics. It's a good place to start. But add to that some of the best technical aspects like
add
privacy.
To that, jumping 20% today, too.
Did it really?
That's a bonus.
So privacy provisions in Zencash, some of the best privacy technology out there. They are very secure with over 13,000 secure nodes, making them one of the most secure networks in the world of cryptocurrency. They're adding in new features all the time, like decentralized autonomous organizations. I believe they're still working on that. And the upcoming super nodes that they'll be adding to the system to bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. Their official Zencash wallet is available for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. You can learn more over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As we continue here, we've got Luke on the line in Vietnam who he says it's his last time that he's going to be calling into the show. I wanted to say
it's
that
a warning, though. I mean, he's gonna go after us.
Says he's going to keep going if I don't apologize or something for saying something I didn't actually say, but that I, you know, don't necessarily have any disagreement with, so I wouldn't, had I said it, have any reason to apologize. You're referring to a clip that you've now called about, or at least you've posted it in our chat room. I don't know if you've called about it previously, but I think you have. A clip of the show that you posted on your YouTube channel about you calling into the show, making some reference to some Obama friend of Obama. It was a couple of years back, yeah. Friend of Obama's having sex with, allegedly, a 15-year-old male.
Terry Bain? What was the name you said?
Luke?
Terry Bain. Terry Bain says Obama is on C-SPAN saying Terry Bain is my dear friend.
Okay.
On camera. Just like you are on camera. May I speak without interruption and interference?
You all, may very, I speak as long as you speak facts.
Terry Bean.
So far he's telling falsehoods.
With Ian's mouth moving on camera saying, you know that's not illegal, don't you? Twice.
Okay, so how many times do we actually have to correct you on this? We actually played the audio back 2 days ago or whatever it was.
But he's really convinced.
He's convinced.
What do you want to do with this information? Ian's denied it. Now that's
I've played the audio to prove that it's false.
But now he says he's denied it. What do you want to do about that?
And what you're doing is you're trying to take down my YouTube channel with possibly this bogus report.
Never. Yeah. I've never done that on any YouTube channel ever. Never.
No, as a matter of fact, I got to see a YouTube channel of you recently. Hey, wait, Luke.
I'm just putting on a hold.
Luke,
there.
I watched.
I keep talking about sexual allegations and I can't figure out why my YouTube channel keeps getting demonetized. It must be all you people reporting my videos.
Well, it could be the that he's hanging out on YouTube channels of people who are like wearing Nazi hats and having Nazi flags in the background and skulls and crossbone masks. I mean, what are you doing on that show, Luke? Luke?
Was he on that show?
Yes. I listened to an hour of this rambling nonsense where they're talking about the master race and all that stuff. Luke, where you at, brother? Okay.
He's right there. He's...
I'm an anti-pedophilia activist. So I'm not. Of course I'm going to make friends with people who don't
Are you a neo-Nazi?
Do you understand that?
I wanted to answer a question.
It's respect for the activism I do. So you just keep making strawman arguments upon strawman arguments upon
strawman. This isn't a strawman. There's a guy with a Nazi hat on a video that you're talking on.
Well, I mean, I've been on Chris Campbell's
show.
Wait
a second! Everybody shut up! Luke, are you a neo-Nazi?
Are you still Chris Campbell's friends?
I do see Chris Campbell now and then. I mean, I don't punch him in the face when I see him. I've answered your question. Are you a neo-Nazi?
No, I sympathize with them quite a lot.
Do you think that there is a global Jewish conspiracy?
There is a Jewish. Do you know how? Good, very good question. I woke up because I started investigating and doxing Jewish judges normalizing pedophilia in Australia in the John Swinhol case. Okay.
So Jews are pushing pedophilia. Is that right?
PhD. Thank you very much.
Jews are pushing pedophilia. Is that the idea?
Yes, Judge Francis Marks.
No, no, I understand that there's bound to be a Jew out there somewhere that likes pedophilia. I don't disagree with you. I'm just wondering whether Jews generally are pushing pedophilia.
That's a sweeping, it's a pretty big sweeping argument, but I would say that Orthodox Jews are not, and the Sabbat and Frankist religion of the Rothschild Jew, the auto-templi orientist pedophile cult that mandates children join the Gnostic Catholic mass orgy ritual, they'll be doing it, yes.
So what's your cutoff? Because the definition of pedophilia doesn't include 14-year-olds. So what's your age? Is it like 27? Like what constitutes pedophilia?
No, you're wrong about that. And that's what I said to you the first time that you called in.
It's about pubescence.
Right. So I'll just play this back, you know, for the benefit of the audience out there. This is the clip that Luke has on his own channel that he claims we're trying to take down. False. I can't speak for you guys, but I've never once reported any video, no matter how critical or whatever, of any of the hosts on this show.
If he wanted to take your video down, we'd take your video down. It's our intellectual property, okay?
Well, I don't believe in intellectual property.
No, hold on. The law says it's our intellectual property. Yes or no?
I don't believe in intellectual property.
I didn't ask
property.
You what you believe, you Nimrod.
I'm not taking any videos down.
I didn't say you did. If I wanted to take that video down, Luke, I'd have take it down right now tonight.
Right,
it'd be gone.
Let me just play this real fast here, just to give the context. This is the clip where he claims I'm saying something.
_OPSEC. And that tweet shows you that you will be prosecuted for pointing out Obama has friends who fly on Air Force One who have been charged with having sex with a 15-year-old boy, and the 15-year-old boy's statement of his underage gay sex with Basic Rights Oregon's queer hero, Terry Bean.
You do know that's not pedophilia, right?
On a real newspaper
that's
website.
You do know that's not pedophilia, right?
As a matter of fact, it would be legal in South Carolina.
Your pedophilia.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's pederasty under the Wikipedia definition, pederasty.
What is the definition of that? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, it's having sex with young adolescents.
So, and this brings us back to what you were saying, Johnson, which is to say that age 14, or in this case 15, which was the age being discussed, is not, which as I pointed out here, is not pedophilia. You would describe that as what, Johnson? Attraction to people who are prepubescent, correct? Isn't that basically the definition?
Prepubescent would be pedophilia.
Pedophilia,
yeah.
Right. Whereas Luke seems to believe
post-pubescent
that pedophilia
would be the largest majority of all human history, the age when people get married.
Right. And Luke seems to believe that pedophilia is attraction of people who are under the legal age of consent, which I'm sorry, Luke, that is just not accurate. Anyway, you're back on. Go ahead.
I mean, to be fair about that, though, I don't necessarily think that people should be getting married at age 14. I don't think that that's a decision that teenagers nowadays should be making. But for most of history, they were kings and stuff at like age 14 and 15.
Until recently in New Hampshire, 12-year-olds could get married to each other with parental consent.
Mark, do you still want this guy?
No.
All right, thanks for the call, Luke. There we go.
Go get my advertisers, Luke.
Last call ever. Goodbye.
I'm going to show them a picture of the Nazi guy and say, this is the dude that's trying to come after me.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump spoke at the National Convention for Veterans of Foreign Wars. The president talked about what he's doing and the administration is doing for veterans.
We're also processing veteran disability claims more quickly than ever before. The VA has implemented the decision-ready claims process where claims can be completed in under 2 weeks. We're striving for 1 day.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions was delivering a speech today to high school students at the Turning Point USA High School Leadership Summit in Washington, D.C.
Rather than molding a generation of mature, well-informed adults, some schools are doing everything they can to create a generation of sanctimonious, sensitive, supercilious snowflakes. We're not going to have it.
The summit does run through Thursday, and President Trump will be speaking as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join and sound like you're sitting in the studio with us. Discord.lrn.fm can get you there. There's Discord apps for pretty much every operating system and phone type that you've got out there, Android, iOS, Linux, Windows, Macintosh, very, very handy. If you don't want to download an app, they've got a web version, too, you can use, so you don't have to.
Go ahead.
Discord.lrn.fm. By the way, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times bestselling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up nearly 1,200 episodes so far, including great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including the war, Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. as we continue here. Johnson, you wanted to correct something that our last caller, Luke, who is in our chat server as Deep State Pedo Hunter. He's the second person, by the way, to ever receive the toxic user designation. So the first one was James in Arizona, mouth-breathing dullard on there, and so now there are two. So you'll only find him in our toxic user zone where he's posting right now. Anyway, go ahead. Presuming he's still listening, you had a message for
him. Right. So just, you know, for those who might share his feeble ability at literacy. The very first line of the article he quoted about pederasty says, not to be confused with pedophilia.
Okay.
The and very he, first line.
Then he goes like, goes on to confuse them, all right?
Yeah, he went on to confuse them and say, you know, that the pederasty article says it's a homosexual relationship between an adult male and a pubescent or adolescent male, whereas I was saying that there's a huge difference because pedophilia, which is a different word, is about prepubescent children.
Right, it's literally attraction to children.
Attraction to children, like babies and infants. It's
and prepubescence, which goes all the way up through pubescence.
Yeah, yep, it's just it's a different ball game. It's you know,
so what
both,
is pederasty?
Both are questionable and creepy, but so, I think pedophilia is a lot different.
What's
than
the definition
post-pubescent
of pederasty?
Being attracted to post-pubescent.
Basically, sex with somebody who's under the age of consent.
Under the age of consent. Okay.
Yeah. I think he's so, correct on that. So
and I just want
that's
also,
one fact he defined pedophilia
wanna,
as that.
I just want to also add in that if you have or own a pedometer, it's not for metering pedos. It's for, you know, monitoring how many steps you have. Again, another different word that has pedo in it. But pedometer, and again, not for metering, not for, like, you know, like monitoring
measuring
or metering,
pedophilia.
You know, pedophilia. It's for steps. It's a different word. Different words can have P-E-D at the beginning of them, or even P-E-D-O. It is possible in the English language to have similar sounding or even spelled words that have entirely different meanings.
I feel bad for our advertisers who may actually have to listen to this man's ramblings if he really does end up calling them.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I got this.
Poor guys.
Well, okay, so ultimately I talk to advertisers when they come on, and I have to tell them, look, sometimes people go nuts and call advertisers. This happens.
It has happened, yeah.
And, you know, you have to look strongly at the facts in these circumstances because the world's full of maniacs. Best I can tell, Luke's one of them. He's looking out for this global Jewish conspiracy. He's hanging out with people talking about the master race.
Evidence doesn't matter to Luke. It doesn't matter the fact that we've played the evidence back more than once with him on the line
right.
now.
It's,
I'm not going to do it.
What matters
again.
Is he's right. And he's hunting, at this point, he's hunting people down. And he's going to find the pedophiles of the world. Well, go to the dark web and find out where the pedophiles are. There aren't any on this show.
You'll have to go to the FBI servers to find them, apparently.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah, right. Hang out at the FBI offices. They're the largest distributors of
child pornography.
Yeah, child pornography information out there. Oh, by the way, he tried to defend that. He's like, it's not,
oh, really?
It's not distribution of child pornography because they had to do it. Well, wait, that's not a defense. That's a defense. It's not a denial, right? That's they distributed it because it's the best way to find them. Well, they found child pornographers and possessors of child pornography for years without doing this.
That's
you don't
true.
Need to violate people's rights and entrap them and all these sorts of things. And distribute child pornography. The important part here is if the distribution of child pornography harms people,
that's the argument that some people make.
If it is a crime with a victim, then the FBI is the greatest victimizer the world has ever seen of people that were victims of child pornography. Please go ahead, Johnson.
I like this line here from the article about pederasty. One line, it says, in most countries today, the local age of consent determines whether or not a person is considered legally competent to consent to sexual acts and whether such contact is abusive to the young person. So essentially, I guess, right, the younger the government determines the age of consent to be, they're determining whether or not that contact is abusive or not. So it's basically the government judges what's abusive and what's not. So if the government sets the age of consent to, say, 12, then it's okay, right? According to the government, right? That's as long as the government determined it, it's not abusive, right?
That's the claim.
Because, it, right. You know, as long as...
Meaning that it's abusive in some
as long as we live in a society of law.
Yeah.
Except the government is controlled by the global Jewish conspiracy, and Luke is nuts.
Right. And don't forget those places where the age of consent differs and is lower than the age of consent to being photographed.
In some places, the age of consent is like 4 years old to get married. I mean, it's like... But I feel like there are plenty of people out there who are these legal nutjobs who are like, well, if the law determined it, it's okay.
I'm sorry, when did the law ever determine morality?
Right.
What I find interesting about consent laws is, for instance, in some states, you can commit a felony, and people will happily call that, you know, support the state in upgrading that to an adult charge because you committed an adult crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. If that's how we're going to use that, you know, that yardstick. But if you can make the decision to commit an adult crime, then you should be able to make the decision to have sex or drink alcohol or go to rated R movies or whatever it is that we're talking about as far as consent goes.
Oh, but that would be consistent.
You can either consent to something or you can't.
Well, the law doesn't work that way, right? The law says you can go to an R-rated movie at 17, you can smoke cigarettes at 18, you can drink alcohol at 21, you can rent a car at 25.
I was horribly abused because I went to many R-rated movies and found my way into managing to make that happen before those regulations became
broad. Well, it's actually not a regulation
so just,
on that. But
I just abused myself all the time with those horrible movies that were rated R when I was younger than 17 years old.
And you can consent to sex at age 16 in many states, or
which
18
I think is far
others.
Too low. As far as I'm concerned, to consent to sex, you should be able to support yourself and a baby financially. Because a baby is the probable, almost certain result of sex. So that's my opinion as far as the age of consent. But I would
I'm
say
not
this.
Old enough.
What's that?
You can't support yourself.
Right. But you
and
stop.
A baby. I don't know that I could support that yet.
They're not that expensive when they're young, and you'll step up to the plate. It was kind of hard for me in those first couple of years, too. But I would say this. So he's talking about this instance, apparently, with this guy that I don't know, having sex with a 15-year-old, and I'm just presuming from the things he says, 15-year-old male, is that... If that 15-year-old male can't give consent, and we're just presuming, you already know where I stand on the age of consent. I've already stated that. But if he can't consent, then let's take two situations. In one case, a 15-year-old male is raped forcibly. And in another case, he is not raped forcibly and consents.
Claims to consent.
Claims to consent, even though he can't consent. Legally. If you advocate for different sentences... For these two crimes, then you truly do believe that that guy can consent. Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So in the case that you know somebody can't consent, you know, but does consent, if you're advocating for a lower charge than actual rape, then you believe in consent.
Yeah, so to me, it just depends on what the individual says. You know, if the person says they consented, then they did. If they didn't, then that's rape. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. You don't get the magical ability to reason and consent just because you cross an arbitrary political threshold.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has Supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, You're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Also, want to make sure you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's where you can get behind the show for $5 per month. You can use any major credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin, BTC, over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's also the AMP-only Facebook group, as well as AMP-only chat rooms on our Discord server. You get all that and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference when you do that for us because it allows us to effectively market the show to the radio stations out there. We've got over 190 great radio stations coast to coast, and we could have 400. I mean, it's possible. It just takes effort, takes time, takes marketing, and that's what the AMP program allows us to do, as well as bring internet listeners on board. Once again, it's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Mark, if I can pull you away from hammering away at the Discord chat room.
Sorry.
There. You had a story that you wanted to share with us about a teenager.
About a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's a boy, but let's see
what the article says.
What he did. I would call it a young man.
I think that's a better terminology. I think that people, this is what I tell my son, is that under the age of 6 is a little boy. Over the age of 6 to 12 is a big boy.
Okay.
Over the age of 12 is a young man.
Young man, okay.
Over the age of 18 is a man.
Gotcha.
That's the terminology I use. So throughout history, men have there's been manhood ceremonies in probably more societies than not, and generally that manhood comes somewhere in the age of pubescence, some mid-pubescence. And 12 has been pretty generally that. So I think you, whether the government treats you like a man or not, you should act like one at about 12 years old. So I think this kid's responsible for his actions. But I can, you know, anyway, let me go
on. Which were what and where?
Yeah, from KTLA.com. A teen accused of posing as a law enforcement officer on multiple incidents in San Bernardino County, including one in which he allegedly initiated a traffic stop on an unsuspecting driver, has been arrested, authorities said Wednesday. In one case, which took place on Monday, the 14-year-old boy was allegedly driving an SUV with flashing red and blue emergency lights mounted on the inside of the front windshield.
Wow.
When he pulled over into a driveway into the 13600 block of Micah Avenue.
By the way, I'm pretty sure this is a felony in most places to impersonate a police officer to use flashing red and blue lights.
I wonder why.
Because the police take themselves very seriously.
Yeah, that's what I suspect the reason is because police take themselves very seriously. And, I mean, I could put flashing red lights in my car.
You could, and that might get you arrested.
No, it wouldn't get me arrested.
No?
I'm a firefighter.
And
I respond to calls in it. I did have an instance where I was on my way to an emergency, and some guy decided to pass me in a no-passing zone as I was turning left into the emergency and nearly caused an accident. So I thought to myself, maybe some emergency lights might have been a good idea in that instance. He shouldn't have been doing what he was doing, but you can never trust. People make mistakes, and then there's lunatics like Luke. In one case, which took place on Monday, the 14-year-old boy that's driving the emergency, the SUV lights, whatever the emergency lights, the white Ford Explorer, had no law enforcement or other type of markers to identify it. Not that that's
not
a surprise.
Yeah.
Cops pull people over all the time with just flashing lights in cars intended to not look like police cars on the side of the road.
And how do you really ever know if you're dealing with a real cop? If you get pulled over by somebody who's, I mean, odds are if it's a marked car, it's probably a cop. Probably unlikely the car was stolen.
This kid could have stolen a car.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of times when the cops leave their engines running and, you know, their doors unlocked. Somebody could just jump right in there and drive the thing away.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the question that was brought up for me in this instance is, should this person have obeyed this 14-year-old boy in a fake cop car? Because that's what this was. This was a guy dressed up as a police officer in a police car giving orders that God knows why. Who knows?
I wish there was video. I would love to see this, you know, dash cam footage of this kid pulling somebody over and how that goes.
After exiting the SUV, the teen went to the front door and made contact with the residents, telling them that they was there to investigate a report of a domestic disturbance.
Oh, this was at a rest. Wait, was he pulling people over or did he go to a house?
All of this?
All of the above.
Yeah, this stuff that's going on. They were confused by the prompted visit. For me, it was like, that's not normal. Do cops do that? The juvenile was dressed in a San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department uniform, complete with a belt holster that contained a firearm, authorities said. But despite the props, Jones said it was an unconvincing getup. I saw the police uniform and thought, that just doesn't look right. It's loose, and the belt buckle isn't staying on his hips. However, Jones was also insistent the teen appears older than 14 in person. The boy became worried after a larger group of people appeared behind Jones and fled without further incident, she said. According to the police, he had tried to open the front door, and it was shut on him, but he found it was locked. So he attempted to open a door on her, like he was attempting to use his authority that he had dressed up in. And that's ultimately what police are. They're people with funny get-ups in funny cars telling you what to do. And this kid demonstrates it really, really well. I don't know what else to say, but it's incidents like this that make one wonder when one is getting pulled over or dealing with a police officer or whatever is going on, if, in fact, this person is imbued with the authority of the state, and what exactly is the authority of the state?
It's just a fantasy. It's just a collective belief that it's okay for these people to use violence against others.
If this kid had been bigger, he'd been 24 instead of 14, he would have filled out that uniform. And if he had, then what would have happened? Did he want to go in this house and rape Jasmine?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's something I was going to ask is if he had, because there's some pretty big 14-year-olds out there, right? Like,
sure.
I remember in high school there were the jocks.
Man-sized 14-year-olds.
Big,
yes.
Guys. You know, if one of those guys was wearing this uniform and he pulled over a young female, not even young, but a female. It has not been unheard of in the past for us to report on stories of police, actual cops, using their threat of violence to coerce women into sexual activity. If a teenage boy, under the age of consent, if he were to pull over a woman and get her to perform an act on him, a sexual act on him, would that woman be committing rape against a child?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Statutory rape?
I have no idea. She'd be doing it under duress. He'd actually be committing rape. That's a lesser offense. No. The answer to that is no. No.
All right.
Because if the young man had said that she has to accompany him and be a getaway driver in a crime where he's going to go and do a robbery or something like that, she would be coerced. Even though what she did was illegal, she would still be coerced.
I
so
see.
The answer
you think
is
that would get her out of it.
I'm not as confident as Mark. I would say it depends on how stupid the people are in the state in which this occurred, and how good the lawyer is of the guy, you know, the kid, if he would be able to argue that she raped him.
Indeed,
because I think that there are slim, probably circumstances under which, you know, they both get charged ridiculously. Ridiculous enough as that is.
Police do charge, say, for instance, young people who are sending sexy pictures to each other and that sort of thing, is sexting.
They do, yeah.
They charge that, in which
they frequently will give them access to some sort of a program that they have to take rather than getting them a felony conviction for child pornography.
Which sounds best to me.
Which is usually what they come at them with, is like, well, you're going to be a child porn felon for the rest of your life unless you agree to take this program.
Deprogramming
right.
session.
To teach you how bad of an idea it is to sext somebody, basically, is the idea, even though it's apparently relatively common among young people.
It's unwise. I can tell you that. I mean, creating naked pictures of yourself if you're under the age of 18 is basically just creating a series of people who are guilty of child pornography. Please stop doing that.
So what happened to this guy? Was he charged?
The cops caught him.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, and ultimately, he... got thrown in jail. So,
was he charged as an adult or charged as a child?
Not specific on that one. Yeah. The next day, a sergeant spotted a Ford Explorer matching a description of the vehicle involved and conducted a traffic stop on it. Just stopped a Ford Explorer. After confirming the SUV was a match, the sergeant detained the 14-year-old. How in the world was a 14-year-old driving, period? Who was,
it's not that hard to drive.
The great-grandson of the vehicle's...
if he can reach the pedals, he can drive.
The vehicle's registered owner. He was identified as the suspect, and the search of his home led to the discovery of the uniform worn on Monday's incident, authorities said. And apparently his mother said she was curious on how he had acquired all the merchandise. You're 14. How do you even get the means for all that?
That's pretty impressive. I mean, I got to say, it's an impressive level of acuity and criminal activity. We're coming up here, 855, 450, Free Like Freedom. Hour 3's next.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.